Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yeah, we're live at Chelsea High School as we're getting ready for some girls' district tournament action. We had the exciting beginning of the boys' postseason, and now similarly set up here for this girls' tournament, Brian. And we've got tonight Columbia Central taking on Pinckney.
We are in Chelsea.
Yeah. And then we got, as you laid it out so beautifully, tonight feels like the appetizer. Wednesday will be the main course, and then Friday, dessert. And we had quite a dessert on this past Friday night with a buzzer-beating win for Chelsea at Columbia Central High School taking on Western. So now we shuffle it all up again. All the same schools here at the same place, or in the same district at a different gym.
Well, Steve, I don't know about you, but the appetizer sometimes, like if you ever got a good buffalo dip from the beach bar or something, I'm using Columbia Central terms right now. You know, that's tasty. And I think this game is going to be tasty as well.
I agree, too. I think this may be a far closer contest than what we had as an appetizer in the boys' tournament with a blowout win. Pinckney being defeated pretty handily by Western. I don't know that this ends up being separated by as many points as that one was.
No, I think that was like burnt onion rings. That was a bad appetizer. I think this is going to be a good one. Now, time will tell, and we haven't gotten to, with our own eyes, seen Pinckney, but I have seen this Columbia team, and I know they're solid, and I know Pinckney, third place in the league that included Tecumseh and Chelsea, which was ranked 1 and 5 in the state, at least at one point.
Yeah.
And that was their only losses in league. So even though we haven't seen them, I think this is going to be a good test for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
Yeah, and our pregame coverage is brought to you by Columbia Central Schools, sponsoring a number of aspects of our game tonight, along with Chelsea State Bank, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Grass Lake Community Schools. So we're glad to have some additional sponsors on the game, Bucked Up Energy, and we just ready to go here soon. But first, we got to take a look at everything, and let's go to the research. Columbia Central comes in there 11-10 on the year, but at 8-4, they did win the Cascades Western Division in the conference. So they lost to Grass Lake, but 45-43 in the championship game there. So they came out stuck with Grass Lake, a team that we know is very good. So, yeah, Columbia Central can play with anybody if they can play with Grass Lake, it would at least seem on paper. They're coming off a win over in their last game over Clinton was 76-15.
Yeah. And you know what, Steve? They're a team that was just going to get better this year due to youth. I mean, they start two freshmen, and Gabby Gaydosh, that freshman is a different type of freshman. This freshman was on the all-conference dream team. So not all freshmen are created equal, but still a freshman. And when you start two freshmen, you know, sometimes it does take a little bit of time to get through, and it sure seems like they're clicking on all cylinders now and no longer freshmen. We'll call them sophomores at this point.
Well, and, you know, they've been kind of an up-and-down team. I think, as you kind of pointed out, a team that's maybe finding themselves and hopefully playing really great ball right now. They did have a 5-game losing streak from February 1st through February 14th. But they a little earlier in the year, they had a 6-game winning streak for you know, they went a month without losing the game. That's got to be a good feeling. And you have those kind of up and downs. I think it makes you a more well-rounded player to know that, hey, we like those winning streaks. We don't like losing streaks. Let's go out there and not let that happen to us again.
Yeah, and I talked about the youth of their team. Head coach Jake Dickerson, this is his first year ever coaching varsity. So, you know, that also takes time to get your system in and what you envisioned happening, and then getting the girls to buy into what, you know, is what you're thinking in your own mind. So it's just kind of new for the whole squad.
No doubt about it. Pinckney, in the meantime, you mentioned four losses in their league, but it was all to our top-level competition. Yeah. And one of those top-level teams is here, so Chelsea waiting in the next round for whoever wins. And Pinckney, I'm sure they'd love to get another shot at the Bulldogs on their court and eliminate them from the postseason. That's kind of that athlete in you. You got that in you. You want to get that chance. Whether or not you're able to pull it off, it doesn't matter if you don't get there. So I know Pinckney's got something to play for out here, not just their own playoff life.
Yeah, well, unlike Columbia, Pinckney does have some experience, and that's both on the coaching end and the players end. Coach Tom Reason's been around Pinckney forever, him and his dad Bob, and assistant coach John Daniels. Heck, I've seen them years in the AAU circuit, and they always had Pinckney teams, not just AAU teams, but they did it right, and that's how you build a program. And they're going to be leaning on senior Audrey Wardlow, who has over 1,100 points in her career. So, again, kind of just a contrast to the youth of Columbia and the experience of Pinckney.
Yeah. The thing I noted and I guess caught my eye the most was that looking over Pinckney's 14-8 record, those losses, and attributed to what you want to attribute it to, they just don't score a lot of points. So they're able to be shut down. So if this gets into a higher scoring game, I think that favors Pinckney. They play better when they get that scoring started. And I think that's the thing you'll look at to see if this stays in a low scoring game. I don't think that works for Pinckney. I think that'll give it a little advantage to Columbia. But real like we kind of determined without having seen these two teams play one another, it feels like an even matchup on paper. But that's why we play the games out on the court, because the paper sometimes doesn't tell us the whole story.
Yeah, paper lied to us with the boys' district
sure did.
Over the last week when there were some teams that got redemption and had some wins against teams that they had beat them earlier. Hey, Pinckney, one last thing for you, Steve. Something they have that you and I love, coach's kid starting, Brooklyn Reason. And, you know, we love coaches' kids around here because they always just seem to take care of the ball, do things right. And talking to father and coach Tom Reason, that's exactly what he said about his daughter, Brooklyn. She take care of the ball, make good decisions.
Yeah. It's almost like a cheat code because you can't coach all the kids all the time. But if it's your kid, you've been coaching them probably since they picked up a basketball. And so by the time they get to this level, they've had plenty of coaching and, of course, tender love and support, I'm sure, but
you hope so.
I think they'd be ready to go here. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off. Let's take a three-minute break on the pregame brought to you by Columbia Schools, and we're close to tip-off here as the girls' district tournament gets started here at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, brought to you by Columbia Central Schools. Golden Eagles, the big robotics competition coming up this Saturday. If you're interested, we'll be doing a live broadcast from there on K105.3. You'll hear all about it there, but always better to go in person for Columbia Central Schools. We appreciate them sponsoring as they hosted the boys' district. And here we are in Chelsea, and they got their team here ready to play. And, Brian, let's see who these starting lineups are for Pinckney and Columbia Central today.
All right. Well, we'll start with the Pinckney Pirates. And they start a pair of juniors, including the aforementioned coach's kid, Brooklyn Reason, and Riley Smith. And then three seniors, which include Grace Halash, Audrey Wardlow, and Savannah Schaefer.
All right. How about for the Golden Eagles?
Well, the Golden Eagles, on the other hand, a pair of freshmen and three juniors. The pair of freshmen include Dream Teamer Gabby Gadosh and honorable mention All-Conference Leland Brown. And then the three juniors include Cecilia Slatt, who was also honorable mention, Coley Brown, and Emma Schaefer.
Yeah, not as senior-laden for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. You mentioned kind of looking at the future of Columbia Central basketball, maybe here a little early this year with a couple freshmen making minutes happen. And it's nice to see some leadership from some seniors for the Pinckney team, and that's going to be, I think, what we're keeping an eye on. Is that senior kind of experience going to play out, or is it going to be the diaper dandies making the big impact tonight in this one?
I'm going to keep an eye out on you to see how you handle Emma Schaefer from Columbia Central and Savannah Schaefer from Pinckney.
It's going to be atrocious.
I guess whoever has the ball, and if you just say it's Schaefer, you have a 1/5 chance at all times.
Yeah, see, that probably makes it – it's just radio. No one can see. So we'll just assume that I'm right.
Which is a shame because – you and I should be on TV. Our faces are made for it.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
again, I can say what I want, and nobody
can see
that
see right now.
Dispute
you're
that,
wrong.
Except
you're
for those
wrong.
That know us.
Yeah. And many of them. There are many of them that know us and are probably not excited about seeing our face on TV. We're just a few minutes away from tipping off here at Chelsea High School. Again, we got action the rest of the week. Join us tomorrow. Or join WKHM tomorrow. Won't be us. Connor Dockery has earned the right to head to Ithaca, where the Lumen Christi Titans continue their playoff run after dominating that district. Well, I say dominating. Two overtimes took to beat the Hanover Horton Comets in their gym on Friday night. So exciting coverage there. Lumen Christi season continues, and you'll hear that right here tomorrow. 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
They get Stockbridge. You'd think maybe Lumen and Stockbridge could get together and say, hey, let's not all of us drive to Ithaca. How about we meet in Leslie?
Yeah, right? Something. It would seem as though you'd be able to make that happen.
Guess you can't just do that.
They don't get to.
Doggone state and their rules.
I don't know how many times we drove hours to a volleyball tournament just to play a team that's from 5 minutes from us. We're moments away from getting the anthem in the gym and tipping it off. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break, and when we return, it's tip-off time. Columbia Central Girls and Pinckney Pirates. It's WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit. See what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame, brought to you by Columbia Central Schools, and outstanding anthem performance here in the gym from a 7th grade student here at Chelsea High School. Just nailed it.
Yeah, we were both angry that we didn't catch her name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was the best performance we've seen this year.
Yeah, maybe it's my age, but it was either Haley or Paisley or Halsey. But, yeah, just an outstanding performance. And we've had some good pep band performances, a lot of pre-recorded anthems, but that was the first live vocal that nailed it this year. So kudos to her. I wish we had her name.
Yeah, you know what I think is going to be another good performance tonight? You on it's your birthday. You always hear of athletes and stuff having big birthday games. I'm expecting your best broadcast on your birthday. And happy birthday, Steve.
I'm gonna have to say it's gonna be the opposite. I'm a little lethargic. I ate too much today. Stayed up too late on the weekend, so we'll see.
Yeah, but you're a gamer.
Oh, there you go.
When that ball goes up, I'm expecting greatness.
Well, heading into the jump circle here for the Eagles is Leland Brown, a freshman. And we'll see who the Pirates counter with. And it looks like we've got Audrey Wardlow. Nope. That is Savannah Schaefer.
Yeah.
Schaefer taps it, but it goes directly to the Eagles and get the offense started for them with Emma Schaefer. Gadosh gets it out, and they're spinning it around to the left wing back to Coley Brown, and she's going to work it back out to the top for Gabby Gadosh. She drives from there, splits the D, jump step, and off the window. And right away you can see why she was a dream teamer. 2 points and then a lead for Columbia. Setting up sort of a token pressure here, kind of slowing Pinckney down. They get right into the offense, though, going to the high post. Double team coming out of there. That was Riley Smith, and clears it out for a three-point look. Missed and rebounded by the Eagles, looking to run. Numbers, great pass in the open court. Oh, just a little hard to handle. So they lose the fast break, but they keep possession. Gadosh open for three, fires off the heel. Long rebound and grabbed by Pinckney, and it's Grace Halish. She gives it up to as Reason, working it up the floor. Now a drive baseline, getting behind the basket, trying to power it up, gets blocked. Does Audrey Wardlow, and coming the other way, Columbia. Slat working around the perimeter, ends up with Gadosh in the right wing. She goes into the corner. Schaefer dribbles into the paint, hands it off down there on the block, making a move to the basket, and we get a foul call. Travel call, oh. No whistle came. I thought we maybe had some contact, but it was just Leland Brown losing her footing down on the block.
I thought that was a good call so far. Officials kind of letting them play a little bit. I like it.
Yep. Kind of pulled the chair out. There was a little off arm clearing for Reason. She sets up the half court for the Pirates. Left side swinging into the corner. Dribbling back out to the top for Reason. That was Riley Smith. Gives up to Reason. Picked up her dribble. Coming to bail her out is Halish. She picks it up, gives it back to Reason. All this happening out by the big C near steal. A little dribble drive, pull-up jumper on the run. Stop and pop. Missed, though. Rebound cleared and fast break for Columbia. They look to run again and taking it coast-to-coast. Too strong on the layup. And the miss from Schaefer. Rebounded, and on the putback, we're going to have a jump ball tie-up. Offensive rebound for Columbia, but unable to score with it. 2-0 lead for the Eagles, and now they set up full-court pressures. Gadosh pressuring Reason. Near steal in the backcourt, but they're able to get it up court. Now they're going to look to attack with numbers. Drive partially blocked, and we'll get a little late whistle. That was Wardlow making a move to the basket. And then that was block attempt by Coley Brown. First foul of the game. 2-0 lead for the Eagles, but Wardlow at the free throw line. Saw her practicing those during warm-up.
Yeah, Steve, you said that the ref kind of gave a late call, and I do think he was going to maybe let that go, and it was very similar to the last block against Wardlow, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe the official's going to just kind of let him play, which I don't mind, especially down low when the offensive person initiates the contact.
Yeah. Tail of two free throw shots there. The first one, a brick. The second one, nothing but net. And Pinckney's on the board. Now looking to trap at half court. Gadosh throws it up to the left wing for Slat. Slat dribbling goes off the defender's foot. Now high post. Turn and look. Leland Brown passes it out. Three-point look. And that's going to go off heel for Coley Brown. Rebounded by Pinckney. Wardlow in transition. Up the right wing for Smith. Takes it in. Jump shot from the block is short. Gets her own rebound but throws it away. Columbia with the loose ball, getting into Gadosh's hands. She's going to look to penetrate. Spins into the air, and we get a travel call. She got just kind of lost her balance on her spin move, took an extra step. Probably the right call there. So still 2-1 Eagles. We got 5:12 to play in the first quarter.
That's about to be a good move by Gadosh. I think she just got bumped, and you're right, threw her balance off.
Bumped her off the balance. Brown is going to drive. Stops and pulls up again. This time uses glass and scores it. Couple good looks at the basket for, that's Riley Smith. Used the window that time, and it's 3-2 Pirates, their first lead of the game. Gadosh to Leland Brown into the corner. Pump fake for three, and that little high school crow's hop setting her feet, and she'll get caught for a travel. Another turnover here for the Eagles. They'll talk it over. Timeout from the bench. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 4:48 to play in the first quarter. 3-2 Pirates lead on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Brian Haynes out of the timeout. Pinckney loses it in transition. Now here comes Columbia the other way, and we're going to throw away, but it's knocked away. And out of bounds, last touch, Pinckney. So Columbia will get the ball under the basket. Gaydosh to inbound.
Steve, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a little push-off call on Brooklyn Reason soon. She's really using that off arm.
Yeah.
And Columbia's really getting up in their grill.
Gaydosh from the corner. She makes a show and drives, loses it in the paint. Going the other way, Wardlow for Pinckney. She's going to push it down to the block. Side jumps from the defender, misses a shot, rebound pulled down, and now back out for a two-point shot attempt for Riley Smith, and she's going to miss it. And ultimately, it'll get tied up, and Columbia will get it back. A couple of point-blank misses there for Pinckney, keeping them stuck at a 3-2 advantage here in the first quarter, brought to you by Columbia Schools. They'd love to have you come out and see them, and consider sending your kids to Columbia Central. Off the dribble and making a move. Brown is open on the block, but too much traffic. She does make the catch. Cross the lane. Good look. Too strong off the window on the miss for Schaefer. And Pinckney fortunate to come away without giving up a bucket there. 3-2 lead for the Pirates. Low scoring here so far, Brian. I said Pinckney capable of having some low scoring affairs. Right now, though, they've been able to keep Columbia from scoring too much also. As Wardlow gets down onto the block, puts up a shot, misses, gets her own rebound. And on the putback attempt, still a miss. But she got fouled and will send her to the free throw line where she split it. Her first trip to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Steve, we're at the 3:36 mark of the first quarter. Only two fouls total in the game. Both of them by Coley Brown for Columbia.
And that one will roll in for Wardlow. And that's going to get Brown out of the game for Columbia. Freshly into the lineup, Riley Knapp, junior guard for the Golden Eagles.
We talked about Coach's kid. Riley's actually the daughter of assistant coach Greg Knapp.
Wardlow hits a pair. And 5-2, largest lead of the game for the Pirates. Very early here. Gaydosh on the wing, into the corner. Long two-point shot goes up, missed everything for Emma Schaefer, rebounded by Pinckney. Wardlow in transition. Works out to the right wing, now backs it out. Takes out to the top, looking for the call from the bench, gets it. Spacing now out to the left wing is Hallish. Now back to Wardlow at the top, swings it around right side for Smith. Wardlow with a cut to the basket, finds her in a layup. Riley Smith, good look to find an open player, and a 7-2 lead early for Pinckney.
Kind of enjoyed that offensive possession by Pinckney. A lot of screens and cuts, and
yeah,
looked good.
Knapp out on the wing, gives it up to Slatt. She's going to drive in and gets a good look at it. That ends a big drought for Columbia. They scored the first bucket on a Gaydosh drive. Now 7-4, they still trail 2.5 to play in the first quarter, brought to you by Columbia Schools.
And a nice little athletic kind of underhanded hook by Slatt.
Left wing for Pinckney. Savannah Schaefer now down to the block, looking for Wardlow, knocked away, or at least she couldn't make the catch. Gaydosh running quickly up the floor. She's going to penetrate, gets the shot up, missed. But that's going to be the first foul against Pinckney, and that'll send Gaydosh to the free throw line. Gabby, the freshman. Easy to see why she had a good year and why she would be a part of the dream team. Good handles, pretty aggressive. And she's the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and knocks that one down.
I wish we had some heights.
Right.
On these young ladies. What do you say, Gabby's 5'7", 5'8", maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. I say we just had some height come into the game for Pinckney. McKenna Green Jr. She looks like she's about pushing that 6 foot mark.
Gadash making them both, Steve.
Brooklyn Reason with the ball and a 1 point lead now for her Pinckney Pirates. Gives it up and Gadash with some pressure. They get it away into the corner. 3 point shot goes up and nothing but cords there. Bombing Grace Halish and pushes the lead back out to 4-10-6 for Pinckney.
Grace leaving it up there, leaving that hand up there, kind of little Steph-like.
Pretty good ball movement on that one for Pinckney again. Screen and roll move to Brown on the other end for Columbia. Missed shot and rebounded by Pinckney, but in transition they lose it. Gadash picks up the loose ball. It's going to be Brown into the paint. Lost the handle. Gives it up, though, and a layup for her teammate. And that was Cecilia Slatt with the bucket. She's got 4 points, and the lead cut to 2-8-10. Columbia trails with 1:16 to play in the first quarter. Brought to you by Columbia Schools.
It might have gotten away with a little travel on that one.
There's an open triple look for Gaines, and she missed it. Now coming the other way. And a drive. Gadash puts it up, draws a foul. They're going to call it on the floor, so no shot.
To get Brooklyn Reason.
Reason, yeah. I'm getting the names. The names are all jumbled up here in my head, Brian, but that was Reason on the shot, the last shot, and she's going to go out for a breather. Columbia inbounds after the foul into the corner. Gadash backs it out for Slatt. Back to Gadash on the right wing. Looking for the high post for Brown. Now drives. Gets into the paint. Floater off the heel. Rebounded by Pinckney. And turning up the floor. Good board, McKenna Green. Wardlaw's dribbling over the timeline, slowing it down for Pinckney with 41 seconds to play in the quarter. 10-8, the Pirates trail. Wardlaw makes a move, gives it up to Green. Back out to Wardlaw, top of the key. Double team coming for her. They go left side. There's a three-point look, and off the heel, long rebound for Columbia. And knocked away from Knapp, but recovered by Gadash. Missed three on the other end from Grace Halish. No, I'm sorry, was that... Riley Smith.
Riley's missed a few tonight, but that shot looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Form's looking good.
There's Knapp making a pass into the corner for Slatt. A little low, goes off her foot and out of bounds. And now Reason will come back in to replace Riley Smith for Pinckney. Just a quick breather. 10-8. Pinckney leads 9 seconds in the first quarter for Columbia Central Schools. Into the corner, Reason pump faked. Looked like she was open. Takes a dribble move and loses control out of bounds. So with 3.4, Columbia gets it back for a chance to take the last shot. Full court pressure here by Pinckney. And now we'll get a quick whistle as we get a substitution. Get Reason out of there. Avoid picking up a foul here in the last 3 seconds. Brown looking down court. Throws it into kind of nobody. Knapp goes to get it. 2 seconds, 1 second from half court. That was an awkward kind of sideways left-hand shot. Nothing good there. 10-8. Pirates lead after one. We're back in 60 seconds with the second quarter on WKHM. We're
back. The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
10-8, Pinckney with the advantage in the first quarter, and they'll start the second quarter with the basketball. A little bit of foul trouble for Columbia. Other than that, pretty clean first quarter.
And we've seen teams go on droughts, so I don't know about this, but doesn't this feel like a game that's going to be close throughout?
Yeah. Yeah, because a run is going to be a couple baskets, not a – no, I don't think we see a nine-point run.
Yeah.
I think we'll see maybe a four-point run, five-point run.
Somebody would just have to go cold for a five-minute period to get it up to a nine-point run because these two teams kind of equal defensively.
And and I think they're able to get looks down in the paint, not necessarily they're going to be bombing threes because I don't think that's the game plan. Not that they can't, I just don't think they're trying to get that shot. I think they're looking for the block. They're looking for Gaydosh to penetrate. She's got it right now after Pinckney turned it over on their first possession. She scoops it to a teammate now, Slatt on the right wing. Backs it back out. Hands off, coming around to the top. Gaydosh ends up with a loose ball, penetrates. Air ball. Oh, nice little floater from Babana. Step in the free throw, inside the free throw line. Put it up high over three defenders and got it to fall, and it's tied at 10.
Yeah, that's a big-time move, not a freshman move.
No. And now she's going to get called for a reach in the backcourt, it looks like.
That's kind of funny. I almost said that Gaydosh has to be careful. She's getting real handsy out there and a lot of reaching. Sometimes even if you don't get them, it doesn't look good. Which you can do a couple, but once you get to, you know, one, you don't want to pick up that second foul here in the first half.
Reason working it over to the left wing. Almost stolen away. Recovered. Addison Robluski out for a three. I like that one. Robluski with a rebound. Saves it into Wardlow to the top. And Reason open for three. Fires and hits. 13-10. Pinckney with a second triple of the game for them. A near turnover out there. Gaydosh gets a step, gets in, and goes with that floater again. It's a weapon for her. She's got four here in the second quarter, and it's 13-12. High post for Wardlow, backs it out. Swing around, Robleski. And good hands by Knapp to knock it away. Saves, but it goes to Brown. Two-on-one break. Knapp gets a step, takes it in, scores it, and a foul. That harm from Grace Halish. I like that Gaydosh gave that up early because then Knapp had options. She could take it herself or give it back, and she took it herself, got the bucket and the foul.
I agree. You too many times see somebody want to take a couple dribbles, and then it's just one option.
Yep.
Giving it up early, she can always give it back, but good take there by Riley Knapp.
Now at the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and she gets that to fall. Just like that, the Eagles with a two-point lead.
Knapp shooting into the Columbia Central student section, giving the little wavy fingers, kind of what they do for the home squad, and it must be a Hawaiian theme today.
High post for Wardlow, makes a drive to the basket. Good defense, knocked away, recovered the loose ball. Slant gets it out to Gaydosh, and she's going to take it all the way in as the defense may be looking for her to give it up again. She said, no, I got the lane, and a little run here for the Eagles. Gets a timeout from the Pinckney bench. 17-13 for Columbia. And let's keep it here on the timeout.
See, if we talked about runs. That's a little 7-0 run for
Columbia. Yeah, I didn't think we'd see anything like that. But Columbia getting it out in transition out of defensive stops. That was Wardlow getting into the paint. And I'm going to try to give credit to Camden Knapp for knocking that away. And starting off the break, and of course it was really two on two, but when you know that Gaydosh will give it up to that other player, they were kind of trying to play in between, and Gaydosh was able to take it all the way in, finish with the right hand from the left side of the basket. 17-13 is where we sit with 5:57 to play first half.
I like seeing some of the other Columbia coaches here in attendance today. Big Hit and Jake Crawford, the boys basketball coach here. Big E and Dylan Zaborowski also here.
Reason brings it up against Columbia. They take a little trap going at about at the wings. Missed shot and a nice box out by Slatt. Gets the rebound for the Eagles. Running the floor and she gives it up to Knapp on the right wing. Step back, two-pointer, short. Good rebound, Reason, and Pinckney looks to run. She's got one running mate with her. She takes it, pumps, and going to get called for the steps.
In the NBA, that was a good move.
Yeah.
High school basketball, they're going to get you on that one.
They never call that on LeBron.
Nope.
And so I don't want to take anything away from Brooklyn Reason, but she's not LeBron. And these officials aren't Tim Donaghy or whatever that guy's name. Left side for Slatt now for the Eagles, continuing the run, leading by four. Skip pass, Knapp open, three-pointer. Oh, looked like it was going. Rebounded now by Pinckney. Good board by Riley Smith. Gets it out to Wardlow on the right wing. Smith at the top. Fakes a pass, now drives. Jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Eagles, and that one is Briar Rose. First name Briar, last name Rose.
I like that name.
Clever. Here comes Wardlow on a steal for Pinckney on the break. She pumps, puts the shot up, draws a foul, and I think that's going to go against Knapp. And that'll be Camden Knapp, the sophomore.
Yeah, that time, too many times you see players just run, be okay to run beside somebody as they're going for a layup. They got to sprint there and
yep.
maybe do a duck under and see if they can't get them to travel or make a mistake. But you run beside them, you're just asking to foul.
I tell you, Wardlow threw up that first free throw when she got to the line with kind of a grenade, but since then she's been perfect and comfortable at the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and it ends their scoring drought, and it makes it 17-14.
Yeah, Wardlow with four in a row, six total points. Looking to make it seven here.
And announcer jinx. I'll take the blame on that one because I used the word perfect. Rebounded by Columbia, though, leading by three, bringing it up the floor is Coley Brown back in the game with two fouls. Camden Knapp gives it up to Emma Schaefer, now right side for Gadosh. She's getting double-teamed, backs it out to the top. Fake pass and drive. Passed over to the wing. Drive in and dish. Open shot for Schaefer. She leaves it short. Offensive rebound by Coley Brown. Now she drives from the wing into the elbow. Jump shot short. Rebounded. Knapp. Coley Brown's got it. Skips it right side for Schaefer. Emma on the drive. Gets past the D to the right side. Short. Didn't quite get it onto the square. Rebounded by Pinckney. And we sit at 17-14 still. Drive in and dish. Nice open look for Wardlow. Give credit on the drive and dish. Addison Robleski. 17-16. We got a one-point game, Brian. Game of runs. And right now Pinckney on one. Into the corner. Open look. Drops it down the block. Briar Rose shot. You get her that open. It's academic right there. Nice shot, Rose. And 19-16. Eagles stretch the lead back to three.
Yeah, Eagles, too, getting on that offensive glass. Pinckney can't just keep giving them four attempts a time.
Yeah, there's got to be some box out. Robleski dropping it down for a fake drive and shot off the glass. No good for Savannah Schaefer, rebounded by Columbia. Coley Brown left side for Emma Schaefer. And there's Wardlow. Thought she had a steal. Called for the reach.
I think Wardlow had a little argument there that maybe should have just been a tie-up. But again, you know, you reach anything that looks suspicious, the officials are usually on it.
And, you know, and sometimes we lament that it's just the appearance of impropriety, not necessarily an obvious foul. They get that whistle quick and call it. We don't have the pressure of having to make that decision. 19-16 Eagles lead from the sideline after the foul, inbound to the corner for Gadosh. She had a quick break. Now she goes baseline, reverse layup, and hammered on that one. No call.
That jump. Was more than the appearance of impropriety.
Nice jump shot, though. Coley Brown open on the baseline and drills it. 21-16, lead back up to five with 2:42 to play first half. Columbia.
The Eagles, when they get the ball and they're open, they're ready to shoot.
Yeah.
No hesitation. That's good.
Brooklyn Reason goes right side now. For Pinckney, skip pass across to Riley Smith. She looks to go baseline, gets a step. Nice slide-through move, but goes too strong off the window. Rebounded by Brown. And they missed her on the bench with early fouls. Since she's come back in, she's been a difference maker. Open three-point look for Slatt. Missed, but again, offensive rebound by Columbia. Coley Brown gets an open look. That lefty jumper, no good. Offensive rebound and put back. And Leland Brown makes the offensive carom, puts it back, and draws a whistle. And nice run for Columbia here, 23-16.
And again, just getting after the offensive glass.
Yeah. Multiple tries on every trip, it feels like. And now with Brown at the free throw line for Espen Winnauer Heating and Air Conditioning.
That even included Emma Schaefer getting a couple offensive boards, and she's like about 5'4" looking.
This time the miss rebounded by Pinckney, but they needed a timeout to talk it over. 2:01 to play in the half. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 23-16, Columbia leads it here on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5
FM. Pete Boyle, Brian Haynes, 23-16 lead for Columbia Central, playing Pinckney to earn a chance to play Chelsea on Wednesday night. And right now with a nice lead and a couple good runs here in the first half. Wardlow with a drive, blocked by Brown. And then you get a foul call. They get on the shot.
They did, and that was a really late call to the dismay of all the Eagle fans in front of us, and I do not blame them.
You know, we're up here on the track, and he's down there on the floor, but I didn't see a lick of contact whatsoever. 23-16, and Wardlow's going to go to the free throw line. And ball don't lie, missed from the Espen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. They're always on timer. You don't pay a dime. I don't know if you know that, Brent.
I did know that. Steve, back to that official call. You know, you think about each player out there, and every player is making 5 or 6 mistakes a game at least. Mm-hmm. The officials are also entitled to a couple of mistakes. Sure. They're going to make some errors, and that's just the way it is.
There's a steal in the full court pressure after the Wardlow make, and a drive by Gaines, a reason rather, is a miss. Columbia gets away with the turnover, nothing hurt. They get into the half court, and Slatt's going to back it out and respace into the corner for Emma Schaefer. Back out to Slatt, and there's a knockaway. And a running fast break. Chase down, good hustle, Emma Schaefer to knock that away. Took away a layup chance for Addison Robleski. And instead, picking up the pass in from the baseline.
I love that just from Schaefer. She did not let one mistake turn into two, which so many players do by putting their head down or something, but she turned it over, got after it, saved a layup.
And now they get the turnover on the inbound pass. Robleski hustling back to defend. She just saved a layup by, like you said, sprinting back. There's a nice drive by Slatt. Good job. A lot of times players will take it into that traffic and try to get that layup. She got into the open spot, in rhythm, knocked down the jumper, and it's 25-17.
That little 8-footer baseline shot's a tough one, too, but Slatt knocked it down with ease.
Briar Rose defending in the corner. Pinckney double team comes as Schaefer and a near steal. No, they do have a steal. We could probably turn that into a tie-up. Maybe could have been a foul. Reason kind of dived right on top of her. Jump ball arrow is going to go to Columbia Central, though, and a good tie up there for the Golden Eagles, getting that ball loose. Get timeout on the floor is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Halftime coverage coming up. That is brought to you by Grass Lake High School. Of course, Grass Lake, the night off tonight, but the girls will be back in action on Wednesday night. Doubleheader on 95.9, the Power Cow, with a couple of really good games. The winner of tonight's East Jackson-Napoleon contest will move on to face, I'm trying to remember that.
Hanover?
Yeah, I think you're right, Hanover Horton, and then the other game is Grass Lake and
not Lumen.
And Lumen. Okay, Lumen will play the winner will play Lumen, and then Grass Lake plays Hanover Horton in the other game.
If Chalk prevails, that's going to be a really nice Lumen Christie Grass Lake final.
Yeah.
Now, one of those other teams, if you're listening, don't be mad. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the upset's what we're all about here in we had late February madness last week. This is now March mania. Skip pass for Gadosh, open on the wing. Now to the top, swinging around slat all the way back to Knapp for an open three. Off the rim, rebound again. Offensive rebound for Columbia, and Brian Rose knocked to the floor. No call. Stolen away by Pinckney. Reason running the break. Gives it up to Robleski. Lefty shot, no good. Rebound there and knocked away. Brown got it. Rose getting down on the floor. Now Brown on the floor for the Eagles. And we'll get a jump ball call. Whistle goes back to Columbia.
We said the officials kind of let them play. There's been a couple shots where they always seem to call a foul on the block attempts, and they're just letting it go. It's kind of got a little Macker feel.
It does. I like the look on Briar Rose's face when she got knocked down, and she just was like, what's going on? Now some full-court trap here, or half-court trap anyway, by Pinckney. Columbia breaks it, and there's that trademark teardrop for Gadosh. About a step inside the free throw line, and she sets up the fire. Gets it to go, and at the buzzer in the end of the half, Columbia leads it 27-17. Nice couple of runs there in the second quarter for Columbia to give themselves a nice advantage going into the halftime break. Let's take a three-minute break here as we start the half. 27-17, Columbia Central leads Pinckney here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest. On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at Chelsea High School, Columbia Central 27. And the Pinckney Pirates 17. Halftime coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And as we mentioned, the Warriors will be in action again on Wednesday night, 95-9, the Power Cow. In that district right now, East Jackson with a 22-15 halftime lead over Napoleon. And the winner moves on to face Lumen Christi on Wednesday in a doubleheader over there at Grass Lake High School, the host school. So how about for here, Brian? Let's go ahead and get the numbers and then some analysis.
All right. Well, for the Pinckney, scoring is Brooklyn Reason with 3, Grace Halish with 3, Riley Smith with 2, and Audrey Wardlow, the 1,000-plus point scorer with 9, leading the way for the Pirates. Now, on the other hand, for Columbia, we had many more scorers, including Leland Brown with 2, Riley Knapp with 3, Cecilia Slatt with 6, Briar Rose with 2, Coley Brown with 2, and Gabby Gados just showing some nice floating material to us with 12 points, leading all scorers tonight.
Yeah, she went out and got that first early bucket, and then Columbia went kind of ice cold for a few minutes. But since then, they've turned on the offense, and part of it has been her knocking down that floater. Gets a step past the free throw line or so, and then she just puts that high reach up, gets over the defender's hands, and makes it unblockable. And if you got the good touch on that, that's a weapon that you can use at all levels. You see NBA guys doing that shot these days, too.
Yeah, it's funny. At the end of the first quarter, Pinckney up 10-8, and we kind of got talking, saying we didn't think there was going to necessarily be any big runs. Just looked like two kind of even teams. But Columbia Central outscoring them 19-7 in the second quarter, and with a couple of 7-plus point runs, and most of it getting started off their defense and getting out in transition. And Pinckney not really able to get any easy baskets that way. Everything kind of coming in half court, getting a lot from the free throw line for Pinckney, and Columbia getting out and running and hitting the offensive glass.
Yeah, I think the best thing that Columbia Central started doing was trapping on those wings a little bit in the half court, and has put Pinckney uncomfortable and has gotten some loose balls. And what I love about Columbia is when they know somebody's got it, they take off to the races, and that's gotten them some good open buckets in transition. And if nothing else, has created a couple fouls. The other thing that if I'm in the locker room with Pinckney right now, we're boxing out a lot more in the second half. We can't give up 2 or 3 chances on the offensive end. That's what helped Eagles get out to that run.
I agree. And if you're Pinckney, right now Columbia, as you said, with the trapping going on, and then they're selling out, looking to deny the wings. If you're Pinckney, you got to kind of hit down low and make them pay for that. Maybe they can get them to kind of back off that. But if I'm Columbia, I'm keeping doing it until Pinckney shows me they can get a layup off that pressure.
Hey, you mentioned 9 points for Wardlow. She was in there. I don't know if she even got a break. A lot of the offense was running through her. She is obviously a nice player with 1,100 points in her career, but she can't be solo. Somebody else is going to have to come along, and I think that's going to have to be Riley Smith knocking down some jumpers. She's got some open looks that just haven't been falling, and Brooklyn Reason did hit that triple at the top. I think if she's willing to take that shot a couple more times and make it, then that's going to be a good offensive weapon for them to kind of take some pressure off Wardlow.
Yeah, I totally agree. Riley Smith, I have her unofficially for about 1-for-7.
Yeah.
And a lot of them good looks, like you said, and it looked good doing it. And I do think she's not going to be held to 2 this half.
Yeah.
But Pinckney's going to need her to kind of flip-flop that.
I agree. Well, let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break here on the halftime for Grass Lake High School, and we will get ready for the second half. Again, Golden Eagles leading this one 27-17. 10-point advantage on their way to potentially playing a second game here on Wednesday night on WKHM and online, WKHM.com. Back in 2.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and bright walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just about ready to start the second half here. Columbia leads at 27-17. Again, thank you to Grass Lake Community Schools for our halftime sponsorship. Third quarter, ready to get started. And it will be Pinckney ball.
Kudos to the officials for the job they did in the first half. Although some calls that we questioned, very consistent. Just let a lot of things go.
Yeah. And there's a quick unforced turnover almost, but actually you had Coley Brown come in and try to knock it to her teammate, and she actually saved Pinckney from turning it over by knocking it out of bounds. So Pirate ball, almost a turnover there right out of the gate in the second half. Backcourt for Wardlow. Left side, Reason. She's going to dribble around to the top. Picks it up, Halish. Now there's Gaydosh in the passing lane. Gets the turnover, gives it up to a teammate. And a missed shot there by the Eagles. Quickly the other day, Wade Wardlow, and she almost got traveled for that fake pass. Missed the shot, though. Rebounded by Columbia. Gaydosh going to lose it in the open floor. Wardlow, drop step, too short off the window, and missed again. And she's going to get frustrated here a little bit early on a couple misses.
Yeah, Wardlow with my third favorite rapper of all time. Too short.
Inbound goes to Leland Brown, gives it back to Gaydosh. And again, Gaydosh pushes tempo. She sees she has a moment and gets the floater away. That's about five times she's knocked that down tonight. How do you defend it, though? You can't. You got to stop her from dribbling out on the floor. And she's loved to push that down to the paint. And she's got a good enough sense that if they did double her early enough, she'll give it up and get an open look for her teammate. And now they continue to trap in the corner. Riley Smith swings it into the corner for Halish. Out to the top, high post, Wardlow shows, drives, drop step, move around the defense, left it short again, and she's going to commit a foul on the offensive glass attempt, and that was frustration right there. She's missed about three shots here in the first half, or the second half, rather, and wanted to grab that rebound again and went a little too aggressive.
Yeah, when you scored 1,100 points and your team needs you and you miss three pretty makeable shots, I see frustration.
29-17. Golden Eagles have extended their lead early here. Second half, there's Leland Brown making a move to the basket. She gets into a double team and get a foul call. And did they get that on Wardlow?
They did, and that's her third all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm sort of surprised because it looked like really the contact was coming from Savannah Schaefer, but Wardlow gets the harm, and we'll get an inbound from Coley Brown on the baseline for the Golden Eagles, leading 29-17, 6.5 to play in the third. Inbound goes to Emma Schaefer. She almost lost it, but she's able to almost will it over to Slatt. Slatt backs it out, gives it up to Coley Brown, swings around right side. Gaydosh puts it on the deck. Double team comes. She gives it up to Slatt. She's going to drive, gets a step, and swatted away by Riley Smith. Out of bounds, it'll be Columbia ball.
kind of a, I thought they were taking Wardlow out with three. I was going to say, this kind of a tough call when your coach Reason, you're down 12.
Anson Wroblewski does come in, not to replace Wardlow. There's a drive by Slatt, able to power through what looked like maybe a ball tie-up, and she gets it off the window, and 4-0 run to start the second half, and a big lead now for Columbia, 31-17 with six to play.
Slatt's showing me some stuff where I dare say I call her crafty.
Into the corner, and out of there for a Reason at the top of the key, knocked away, and look at the hustle from Gaydosh, and she can't quite save it, but she chased that down to the corner. Nice play there, and you like to see that effort.
Let's see Gaydosh on the track, too.
Yeah.
She's flying.
Just that curly hair is probably creating a little drag. Otherwise, she would have gotten to it in time.
Love you and your physics.
Reason to Smith here for Pinckney. She dribbles into the elbow, backs into the corner for Halish. She gets a double team, backs it out. Now Reason outside the arc. Looks for somebody. Goes to the top for Wroblewski. And then in the corner, Halish gets an open look. About a step inside the arc on the rebound. Smith with the offensive rebound. Swatted away by Brown, but it goes right to Wroblewski. And then missed and picked up by Columbia. Going the other way. Wroblewski, good hands there to knock it away from Gaydosh in the open court. Wardlow will bring it over for the Pirates. Crosses over to the left wing. Gives it up to Wroblewski there into the corner. Wroblewski cuts. Gets in deep. Passes through to Reason for an open jumper. That one's going to miss. Rebounded by Gaydosh.
Pinckney's got to feel like they've just been stuck right around the 17-point mark for, man, like five game minutes.
4:46 to play here in the third quarter. And Knapp from the wing drops it down to Brown in the paint. She makes a move to the middle. Lefty jump hook goes up, and it's blocked, but we're going to get some contact. And that'll go against Riley Smith, and that will send Leland Brown to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Coach Reason probably happy they got Smith, because Wardlow was there as well. He's going to be on one of the two of them.
Brown hits.
Steve, Columbia, as you said, we haven't really seen them this year, but they go 8-9 deep, and every person that's come in has given them positive contributions.
Yeah, you always look, a team looks good if they go to the bench and you think that kid could start elsewhere. And that's been the case with Knapp in the game. Briar Rose had good game minutes, as you mentioned, had a couple points and a couple rebounds in the first half. Looks like she's set to check back in. And again, just pressuring in the backcourt, near turnover. Reason gives it up to Halish. Back to Reason. There's Gaydosh intercepting the pass, taking it all the way, finishing with the right hand from the left side of the bucket. Stole it right near midcourt and took it all the way, and that's going to get a 60-second timeout from the Pinckney bench. 35-17. Got out of hand real quick. 4:14 to play, and we'll take a 30-second break here for the timeout on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Columbia Central, 8-0 run to start the second half. Halfway through this third quarter, 35-17 they lead.
And Steve, it's early, and if I'm wrong about this, you can strip my professorship. However, if you're listening and you're an Eagle fan, don't make plans on Wednesday if you want to come watch them in person, because I think they're going to take care of Pinckney from the rest of the way.
Or if you feel like you want to nestle in at home and listen to it here at WKHM, we'll have that for you too.
That's even better.
Pinckney out of the timeout. Let's see what they drew up. They go in the corner to Wardlow. Double team comes. She goes high post. Halish backs back out to Wardlow. Jump shot. Short. Rebounded. Cole. Coley Brown. Yeah, Coley Brown, excuse me. Knapp from the wing, drives into the middle of the floor. Kind of forced that shot up, partially blocked, rebounded by Reason. Pinckney the other way, Reason running the break. Stops. Ooh, shuffled her feet, got away with the travel, but missed the shot short either way. Rebounded briefly by Pinckney, but taken away by Coley Brown for the Eagles.
If you're Columbia here, have 30, 40, 50-second possessions.
Yeah. There's a drive and a pull-up early in the possession, and it almost went down, but that's another miss for Columbia and a short possession. And that one was Camden Knapp.
That's two in a row, and those just aren't good shots when you have 18-point lead.
Riley Smith out to midcourt for Reason, and Camden Knapp knocks it away. Reason's able to chase it all the way back to the backcourt. And Smith will bring it over the timeline now into the paint, jump, and partially blocked. Briar Rose saying, hey, I went straight up. She gets called for the foul, however.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I'm Coach Dickerson right now, I might be calling a timeout and just telling my girls, hey, we'll run our offense. We don't have to stall, but we're not taking shots 5 seconds into the possession. That's the only way we can let them back in.
Smith hits at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. First points of the half for Pinckney with 3:06 to play. 35-18. We'll see if she can make it 19 with a second attempt. And that one comes off, rebounded Coley Brown. Yeah, Coley Brown was the one that went out early with a couple fouls, right, Brian?
Yes.
Since coming back, she's definitely shown why she's in the starting lineup. There's a drive by Slatt, tries to back it out to Brown, stolen by Pinckney. Smith caught, now gives it to Wardlow. She makes a nice move to the basket and ends her cold streak there with a layup. 35-20, they cut it to 15 with 2:42 to play in the third. 3-0 run for Pinckney. Skip pass. Coley Brown to the top. Knapp steps back for three. Off the rim. Rebound chase, and Smith pulls it in for Pinckney. She got stuck in the corner there. Got into the air and then came back down, so she'll get called for traveling.
I don't want to keep harping on it, but I guess I'm going to keep harping on it. Another quick shot. And it was an open three, but, boy, again, you get that shot 30 seconds from now if you want.
You know, sometimes you sort of get into these. I get sometimes the coach says, you know, we're playing well. We don't need to take our foot off the gas or change anything yet. But I'm with you. If you get a 15-point lead and your opponent has 20 points, there's a good chance that they don't score enough to come back as long as you hold on to that rock for some possessions. It forces them to do different things, too.
And it does depend who you're playing, too. Pinckney hasn't shown any propensity for, like, trapping and creating turnovers, like where you'd be nervous about it.
There's a give and go where Riley Smith gets a look at the from the block, but misses it. Rebounded by Leland Brown. Freshman turns it up the floor left side for Slatt. She's got some room in transition. Gets into the paint and forced that shot up. They'll call it out. Off of Slatt as she shot it over the backboard. Thought she maybe had some contact. She probably thought that. But that's been a call that, as you mentioned, consistently they've let that kind of that go, especially if the offensive player was the one sort of in the aggressor in the play.
At least they burned 3 seconds off it.
Ball movement by Pinckney, but an errant pass and it's picked off and turned over. Columbia Gaydosh in transition gets a shot up. She's going to draw a foul and go to the free throw line. And a minute 48 still to play here, third quarter, 35-20. And that will send Gaydosh to the free throw stripe. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Maybe Columbia's big Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning fans, and they just wanted that name to get out there a little bit more. And they know it's not going to happen just by holding the ball.
And sometimes I don't talk to people all the time, and I just remember the last time I talked to them. And Brett Buschinski is a big Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning fan, if I'm not mistaken.
And we're big fans of Brett Buschinski.
Yeah.
Also a big hitter.
And a big eater. We've seen him multiple times with two chili dogs at Lumen Christi games. He takes care of that band booster program out there at halftime.
I have a great Brett Buschinski Coney dog story, but I just can't tell it on air, but I'm going to tell you later.
And if he slips up for the ride home,
he knows what I'm talking about.
Minute 42 to play, 36-20. Pinckney turns it over again. Now they're looking to trap a half court. Gaydosh throws it up. Risky pass. to Camden Knapp, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Columbia ball from the sideline. I like that Gadosh didn't dribble into that double team. She just looked up the floor. Now some more pressure and an inbound stolen by Wardlow. She's running. She's got a running mate. She takes it down to the block. Spins. Fader. Tough shot and rattles off. Bounces and tapped to Camden Knapp, and she'll get it to Gadosh. Dribbles up to the wing. Slat, high post, turnaround. Leland Brown looks. Drive, spins, off the window. Too strong. Gets her own rebound. Put back. Good. I can't tell which hand Leland Brown is actually more natural with, because she's used her left and right both.
That's a good trait.
1 minute to play in the third, 38-20. Breyer Rose getting into the passing lane, gets the turnover. Camden Knapp gets it to Gadosh, and she's going to lay it up and get it to go. And she has looked excellent here in transition, especially 40-20. They've doubled them up now.
She has Dream Team written all over her, doesn't she?
Yeah. There's a nice move to the basket. Wardlow gets hit. Gets the shot up, but it won't fall. And that's been the tail of the half for her. She's got good looks point blank. And just can't get anything to fall. This time she gets the contact to blame for the missed shot. She'll go to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, Wardlow with just 3 baskets all game. Now she's got some free throw makes.
Drills that one.
6, as a matter of fact. Six for 9, Wardlow is tonight. She's going to need a lot more of them if they're going to be entertaining the idea of a comeback.
She missed that one, rebounded by Knapp, Camden Knapp. Dribbling up, now goes around the defense. She's going to penetrate across the lane to Rose. Good hands to knock that one loose by Pinckney. Ends up in a tie-up, but could have been a layup. So a good knock away from McKenna Green to take away that layup from Rose. And now it'll be Columbia ball from the baseline.
Coach Dickerson, 23 seconds left. Hold for 1.
Gadosh passes in to Slat. She's not holding for 1. She's going to knock it down for 3. 43-21, they extend the lead. High post, Wardlow turns and looks. Takes a dribble left side, Riley Smith open for 3, got it. There's the result for what's a good-looking jumper for Riley Smith. And she answers the triple. And Gadosh fires one from about half court. Doesn't make it, but a big quarter for Columbia Central. Pushes their lead to 19. Back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pinckney basketball as we get started on the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. Wardlow into the free throw line area, backs it back out to Hrabowski. And now trying to feed Wardlow on the block, and we'll get a foul call against Columbia. Golden Eagles have been able to be aggressive like that all night, and the whistles they've kind of swallowed the whistle on a lot of that minimal contact, and Columbia's been able to capitalize. They've been so much pressure. Out to the three-point line, down to Wardlow, can't make the catch, and Slack comes up with a loose ball.
That was the exact same reach over the back, too.
Slant with an open look for three. Then a little heat check. Rose gets the rebound and jump ball tie up, and it'll stay with Columbia. 43-24. Eagles lead it. 7:34 to play in this game. And right now, the Eagles well on their way to a second round appearance in a tough matchup upcoming with Chelsea. Inbound to Gadosh, and she drops a triple. Their inbound play is just to throw it to a guard and have her hit a triple.
Yeah, Pinckney not doing a great job getting anybody over there.
Reason over the timeline, right side for Robleski, and then it's knocked away. She chased it down to half court, skipping it across to Riley Smith, dribbles to the wing, now crosses. Good hands by Gadosh to tap that one from behind. Slat gets the loose ball. Gadosh on the run against Reason. Scoops, too strong, but she'll go to the Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning, free throw stripe.
I've seen Gabby Gadosh a couple times as a junior high player, and now watching her in varsity, it's like it's not even been a transition. She dominated then, and she's dominating now.
Sometimes you wonder if that you go from that junior high level up to the varsity level, if that's going to at least bring you to earth a little bit, but not always, and if the skill set's right.
And I think in girls' basketball, it's a little bit easier to make that move.
Sure.
And just the times have changed about how much ball you've played in AAU and stuff. So Gabby Gadosh has seen everything, I'm sure, in AAU.
I think she was upset that she's going to get a break here. She goes to the bench, and that will get there's Emma Schaefer back into the game. Reason left side now. Back out to Reason at the top. Swings it right side, Roblowski. Into the corner for Green. There's a double team over there. Nowhere to get it out of there. And Leland Brown gets in the passing lane, but looks like she got a little bit of toe on it. And so you call it for the kick. Coley Brown's going to come in and send Slat to the bench. So we got Camden Knapp, Emma Schaefer in the game. Leland Brown, also new on the floor, is Molly Searer. She's going to get called for a foul right away. Playing down on the block also. I don't know if I mentioned Coley Brown still in there also for Columbia. 48-24. 6:47 to play in all Eagles right now in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. And Wardlow, another trip to the Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and gets the first one to fall.
Kind of nice for Coach Dickerson to be able to get his starters, maybe even set them for, who knows, for the rest of the game. But when you're up by 24 and the other team only had 24, you feel pretty good.
Yeah. There's a rebound batted a couple times and squeezed by Searer. She'll get into the stat book. And in the backcourt, Camden Knapps can dribble over the timeline. So skip it across to Schaefer. Emma dribbles away from a double team. Good ball movement by Columbia, and Searer setting up under the basket, calling for it, and gets it, and makes the layup.
She's calling for it with those green shoes on.
Yeah. Molly Searer wanted it down there open, and she didn't hesitate when she caught it to make a layup. Wardlow in traffic. Always two defenders there for Wardlow. Goes out off of her. She dribbled it too high, and she doesn't like it, but that was the... It just kind of got away from her. Nobody touched it.
Yeah, senior Wardlow has kind of struggled a little bit tonight.
There's a near knockaway by Pinckney, recovered by Schaefer. Columbia keeps in the backcourt over the timeline now for Schaefer. Now she's got a cutter as Leland Brown. And I'll tell you what, she came off the bench and has been energy the whole time. Sophomore Addison Robleski just constantly running back on defense, getting in the passing lanes and trying to make some plays here. 6 minutes to play, and it's 50-25. Eagles continuing to stay at that double pace for the Pirates. And this is looking like, I said in the pregame, the Pirates have, in their losses, they, let's say for Chelsea, for instance, 48-28, 46-23. So when they get in that low scoring, it's due to the defense tonight, but you can see how they, when they're not as good or better than another team, this is the kind of game that they have, it looks like. And so they will probably push that out near 30 points before the end of this, but low-scoring affair doesn't work out well for Pinckney.
And we know that sometimes it's a matchup thing, so we can't always just extrapolate the numbers and say, okay, Chelsea won by about this much. However, we can kind of logically say, okay, look at what Columbia's done to Pinckney. Look at what Chelsea's done to Pinckney. Maybe we're going to be in for a whale of a game on Wednesday.
Yeah, we hoped what we were going to get tonight. It didn't materialize, but now this makes that Wednesday matchup look a little more in Columbia's favor. But like you said, matchups and things being different, Chelsea could come out and beat Columbia by 20, and, you know,
right,
just if the matchups don't work. But right now, Columbia just looks like too much for Pinckney to handle. They're running kind of a 2-3 zone, but they're looking to trap the guards, I think. And Coley Brown, high post for Leland Brown, drops it down to Searer. Where was she all game? She's there. Just got a sense for that open spot. Almost a screen and roll there and a great feed to her. And she's 2-for-2 from the floor with 4 points and 52-25 lead for Columbia.
And it can't be that Coach Dickerson didn't see her over on the bench, because those bright green shoes have to stick out to
you. Yeah, there's no chance that you didn't see the green.
They're blinding.
It is a final score now. East Jackson 48, Napoleon 27. We were at the half at the same time. How did they get so far ahead of us? We still have 5.5 to play here at Chelsea. There's Reason trying to feed Brown on the baseline, and a kick out of bounds by the Eagles defense. We're going to have to get some slow down signs up here or something on the track at Chelsea. Some sprinters just went by.
They could sprint by. They just can't undo our cord.
Yeah, just watch tripping hazard out here. Robleski making a move to the baseline. Gets in too deep. Backs out to Wardlow. She'll dribble away from the defense. Now cuts down the lane. Gets in. Shot gets up. No good, but we'll send Wardlow to the free throw line again. Setting up camp there at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, 12 free throws already attempted. This will be 13 and 14 for Wardlow.
And that one comes off. I didn't notice some of the Chelsea boys team players here in the stands to root on the girls team, including Will McCalla, who had a great defensive effort on a couple of big scorers for opponents in that tournament game. Held Derek Sanders to 10, and then Maverick Hammond had, 6 or 8 in their championship game. So
I don't think Will ever stops. I saw him guarding the ticket taker.
Columbia working the ball around. We get a tie up, a jump ball, arrow points to Pinckney. 4:57 to go, 52-25.
Boy, Drew Blanton made some big shots in that game, didn't he, for Chelsea?
Unbelievable shots. We talk about the tap in at the buzzer to get the win, but that triple that Blanton hit out of the corner to tie it up was a really big shot. Without that, the tip-in doesn't matter. Corner three for Pinckney. Comes off, rebounded by Brown. Her putback is good from just a step inside the free throw line.
Little McKenna Green basket.
Oh, Green. I keep wanting to call her Brown. I guess I'm getting all the colors wrong.
Going through the Crayola box.
Schaefer out on the floor, right? Emma Schaefer? Just kidding. Knapp for three. That's going to come off rim. Shearer rebounds. Passes across to Rose. She missed the shot. Almost had another chance at it. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Columbia.
And at this point, I'm done saying take the air out of the ball a little bit, because I just think they feel like there's really no threat.
Get the bench mob in, and there's Shearer with another layup make. She's a shot maker down there in the block. Good touch. You can see it comes off the square just right.
6 points already.
In the corner, and Columbia, I might take that press off or that trap off the corner, but they do get a turnover. Knapp, 4-3, short. Chased into the corner. Shearer can't save it, but Knapp did, but it goes right to Pinckney, and Reason running the break. Wardlow for three, short. And Green can't rebound, so we get out to Schaefer trying to feed Knapp ahead of everyone, but we get a foul at midcourt. be just the second foul against Pinckney in the half, the quarter, 54-27. Eagles lead it. 3:33 remains in this one.
Well, I don't think this is the type of game where we're going to have to sit through the parade of free throws. I don't believe Pinckney's going to
try to draw
this out. That strategy out.
Schaefer skips it across Shearer, make another move to the basket, and continues her perfect shooting night. 4-for-4 with 8 points off the bench late in the game. 3:21 to play.
I just wish I was sitting by the Shearer family so I could hear him talking about how, man, if my daughter would just play more, she'd average 30 a game.
Shearer, another freshman on this fine Columbia Central team. She's going to have time to apply that skill later in the career, maybe even later in this postseason. Columbia's going to move on. Rose trying to dribble through traffic, gives it up, and there's a drive for Robleski. Missed it and rebounded by Rose. Columbia coming the other way. Emma Schaefer crosses over past Wardlow, now pulls up at the wing to the top. Rose is going to take a triple. Knocks it down. Well, the Columbia bench is clearly having a great time tonight. 59-27, a dominating second half, 2:35 to play. And we get a timeout from the Pinckney bench. And you want to say, well, hey, let's put the bench players in. That's just everybody. They don't have a real long bench there. And I think we got one more player that's going to check in out of this timeout, and Columbia will have played everyone.
Yeah, and Steve, I kind of joked about the Seer, but she is just a freshman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not like she's like a senior that's just coming off the bench. She's
right.
A freshman that is showing us some things, and you put her out there as a piece and surround her with Gadosh and
Leland Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Columbia future looks great right now.
And not like some long-distance future next season.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one, and this one's still going on. So maybe the right now is going to be pretty good for Columbia as they'll finish this one up and then head back here on Wednesday night and have to take on the home court team, Chelsea Bulldogs, who, like we said, at one point or another was ranked fifth in the state. So that's going to be a tough matchup. But if you look at that NPR, Columbia is probably not as well-regarded as they maybe should be.
Steve, you talked about one last player, Marissa Barrow, in the game for Columbia.
Yeah, I thought she was at the score table before that timeout. Riley Smith with the jumper from the elbow is going to roll off Wardlow with another rebound. And a jump ball tie-up as the last player into the game for Columbia, Marissa Barrow, makes the play.
Unfortunately, it looks like Barrow's glasses might have broken. Okay, she got the lens popped back in.
Yeah.
That's good, because you'd hate to get in there and then have to go sit because you can't see.
Is there an optometrist in the house? Gadosh has it bounced away from behind. I don't think she knew anyone was behind her there. Reason was kind of trailing the play. She gets the loose ball, misses the shot, and Columbia. Oh. That's two plays, two times Barrow's glasses have been wound up on the hardwood.
Yeah, Barrow wasn't looking, and they threw the pass, and boom, right in the eyes.
We're going to have to get her some goggles.
We do. Where's Horace Grant?
Yeah.
Elliot Perry.
Kurt Rambis is what she's working with now, but he at least had the rubber band. Triple shot goes up from Pinckney, missed, rebounded by Wardlow, and she'll put that in. Minute 44 to go, 59-29. 30-point lead for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles here at Chelsea High School, ready to take on the Bulldogs on Wednesday. Chelsea State Bank, our fourth quarter sponsor. Barrow gets a jumper up. That's a little long. Her glasses maybe out of whack on that. Smith up the floor, and her layup, I might have been partially blocked by Slap. Good challenge anyway. Quickly the other way, Gadosh penetrates, puts up the floater. Side angle, though, for her, not the one we've been seeing all game. And there's a timeout from the Pinckney bench with 72 seconds left and a 59-29 score. And Coach Reason's going to clear his bench out.
Yeah, I want the student section and myself want to see a Barrow bucket before in this last minute 12.
Yeah, they're dressed the way I will be dressed in a couple weeks when the season's over.
Now, just around your home, or you plan on a trip?
Tommy Bahama in the warm weather, man.
Okay.
Taking it. You got to go. There's no warm weather around. You got to go find it.
You just got back from a warm weather trip. So apparently just every couple weeks you just head to Florida.
Not. I mean, yes.
It pays well to be in your position.
That'll be the last vacation. That's kind of using up. I'll save some vacation just in case for later in the year, but that's going to kind of use it up for me.
It's all right. You're the hardest working man in Jackson.
Oh, I don't know about that. Okay.
In
show business, if you want to call it that, yeah.
Is this considered show business?
It is show business.
It is. You have a show, and it's your business.
That's... Pinkney working it around. There's a shot going up in the corner. Another glasses wearer. Number 30, Marin Estes, with the shot and miss, rebounded by Columbia. 52 seconds. Slat out of midcourt. Left side for Camden Knapp. Gaydosh goes left side. Leland Brown. They are kind of running the four corners. This run out our time here. 36 seconds. Gaydosh away from the double team to Camden Knapp. She skips it across to Leland Brown.
I'm still working to be king of the world someday, where I can make a basketball rule that if both teams are just in agreement, we can just end it. So we don't have to go through the 30 seconds of just dribbling it out.
Yeah.
Pinkney not wanting to foul either. So let's just wave the white flag, call it done, and let's go enjoy some nuggets.
Slat's going to keep it here. 2 seconds, 1 second. 59-39, the final. Columbia Central moves on to Wednesday's semifinal with a dominating second half, really, Brian. I think at halftime they were in control, but you still felt like Pinckney could make a little run and turn this back into a back-and-forth battle. But instead, Columbia Central left no room for that. Excellent on defense. Shot-making took a step forward, and they played a great second half.
Yeah, Pinckney only scoring 12 points in the second half.
Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up this one from Chelsea High School. Columbia Central 59, Pinckney 29 on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. AM and
101.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here, and Columbia Central gets the 59-29 win and dominated in the second half. Did it with defense quite a bit and some shot making on offense, but perhaps the offensive rebounding was maybe their best advantage when it all came down to it, because they had 2-3 tries on a lot of shots, and that Pinckney just couldn't clear that out of there, and that led to a big second half for the Golden Eagles when Pinckney had an offensively challenged half. If you're able to get some stops, that doesn't hurt you as bad, but that just wasn't the case.
In a lot of sports, you hear the aggressor wins, and tonight that held true. I thought Columbia was more aggressive on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
And just dominated, as you said, both sides.
We felt like the officiating was kind of letting a little bit of contact go. They didn't want to be whistling every little bitty piece of touching, so I think that favored the more aggressive team as well. And Pinckney was looking for some calls that they weren't getting, that maybe they, you know, maybe they were getting them in their league or whatever, but they just weren't coming tonight. Wardlow, I think a few times, went to the basket to get a shot up, expecting to get a whistle, and didn't. Although she did get to the free throw line quite a bit, I don't think she got as many free throws as she thought she was going to have before the end of this one. So anyway, 59-29, the final. Brian, let's get the points.
All right, well, for Pinckney, we had Brooklyn Reason with 3, Grace Halish with 3, Riley Smith 6, McKenna Green with 2, and then Audrey Wardlow is going to see her career come to an end with 15 points.
Yeah, she looked good today, but everything was tough. Columbia was double-teaming on almost every time she got it. When she would go to the basket, they'd have 2 players on her, and that got tough to get good looks. How about for the Eagles?
Well, for the Eagles, we had Leland Brown with 6, Riley Knapp with 3, Cecilia Slatt, nice game with 11, Briar Rose with 5, Molly Sear off the bench with 8, all coming in the fourth quarter looking good as a freshman, Coley Brown with 2, Gabby Gadosh leading the way with 24, and I should mention Marissa Barrow. No points, 2 broken lenses, taking one for the team, and I hope that she gets those fixed.
Yeah, I hope that she's got some sort of a repair plan, so no out-of-pocket, you know.
Yeah. And here comes Gabby Gadosh,
right unbiased,
player of the game, 24 points. I don't know if she knew it or not, but she does now.
Yeah, I was impressed. You know, you mentioned her, a dream teamer, and easy to see why. She came out good handles. The shot making was the most impressive thing for me. That we see that one-handed runner, we see that 10 times a game at every level almost, and they don't always make it as smooth as she was making it. And so if she could do that again, that'll be a formidable opponent for Chelsea. I'm sure they're going to have some kind of a game plan to take her away. The good news is, I think what we saw is that they have Leland Brown and Coley Brown and Slatt and others that are ready to kind of fill that. If they were to take that away from her, I think she's a good enough player that if you come to double, she'll find an open player, and we've seen that they can make layups.
Yeah, and Gadosh doing it all 3 levels, too. Made a 3-pointer. The 3-point shot looked good. Mm-hmm. 5 for 6 from the line. And then, as you mentioned, all those floaters and nice finishes. Just showing us the complete array of abilities.
Yeah, and as a freshman, I mean, we see people be physically able to be good at basketball, but you could see, like we mentioned, her giving it up in transition early and doing some of those other passing things that she does. It's nice to see she's got pretty good basketball IQ, or at least instinct, and that'll serve her even better than her physical skills if she's able to do that and think the game more than other players. And so, looking forward to seeing her career over the next few years, hopefully at Columbia Central, along with Leland Brown and Sierra off the bench. Had a great game tonight, too. Great job at finding some open space and knowing what to do when you get there, and, hey, calling for it when you're open. I think we're getting ready to see some volleyball happening.
Are we staying and doing this game, too?
I think we should just stay and play, yeah.
Any listeners? Yeah, I'd rather play. It's your birthday. Let's do whatever you want.
Whatever I want. Oh, so I can
happy
just
birthday
fall
again.
Asleep. I'll fall asleep in the car while you drive us home.
We can do that, too.
Well, thank you again to all of our add-on sponsors here. The pregame for Columbia Schools, first quarter for Columbia Schools, fourth quarter for Chelsea State Bank. They just opened a new branch. We did the grand opening over in Jackson, so we're glad that we can partner with them. And, of course, they're probably glad that we're out here in Chelsea gives them both. They get their Jackson audience and their Chelsea audience on the game. So thanks to Chelsea State Bank. Grass Lake High School, our halftime sponsor. And Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime with the free throws tonight. One more update on the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, if you were curious, East Jackson, 48-27 winners over Napoleon. East Jackson moves on to face Lumen. Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, the other matchup on Wednesday. Those games are on 95.9, the Power Cow. Here on WKHM, we got a duo of games coming up on Wednesday, and that will be Columbia Central and Chelsea, 5:15 for the pregame, and then we'll follow that up with a Western and Michigan Center matchup, the girls' version of the boys' game we saw last Wednesday. We'll see if the outcome's different, though. So we're looking forward to continuing our coverage of girls' basketball. Boys' regional here at WKHM is tomorrow night, and that'll get going at 6:45. With the Lumen Christi Titans continuing their run, seeing if they can make another deep run. They went to the quarterfinals last year, was it? We went and saw at Ipsy Lincoln High School. Yep. So we'll see if they can take it even a little deeper this year.
They'll be a pretty good favorite team against Stockbridge, I'd say. Again, on paper. We don't know.
So, yeah. So listen up for that tomorrow night here in WKHM. So for Kira Rombeyer, our executive producer, and the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.